Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit. All right, let's speed this up. Let's look at another person. Elizabeth, her relative, was a woman who had been barren all her life, trying hard, never got pregnant. She was an elderly woman, but one day an angel appeared to her husband, Zacharias, while he was ministering in the temple and said, Zacharias, God's going to do something for you, brother. He's going to give you a child. Your wife is going to conceive. And this child will be the herald of the Most High. He's going to go before him to prepare the people for the Lord. You're going to call his name John. That was John the Baptist. And he said, the angel said to Zacharias, this child will be filled with the Holy Spirit from the what? From the womb. You know, I scratch my head at times and I have thought, how in the world did John the Baptist get filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb? He couldn't even understand the gospel. How could that happen? Well, I think this passage actually explains fairly clearly how that happened. And we'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. But what happens is Mary, she hears this news. God overshadows her. She becomes pregnant. She decides to visit Elizabeth during their mutual pregnancy because Elizabeth does, in fact, get pregnant. And here's what happens. Luke chapter 1, 39 to 41. Now Mary arose in those days. She went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Can you imagine that? She's not expecting anything. She's just standing there. She's just thinking about this child. She's probably, you know, doing that thing that pregnant women do, how they rub their belly, you know, just, you ever see? Yeah. Just kind of enjoying the day. And all of a sudden, Mary walks in and greets her, and at the sound of her voice, and this doesn't have to be sequential, at the sound of her voice, that glory comes upon her. She is filled with the glory and the Holy Spirit of God, and all of a sudden, the babe in her womb leaps for joy. Leaps for joy. Now, when I wonder how John the Baptist could have been filled with the Holy Spirit, I think this is exactly how it happened. There he was, man, just swimming in the amniotic fluid, man, backstroke, you know, floating around, just having a grand old time. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes down and fills Elizabeth, his mom. And next thing you know, who's inside of Elizabeth? John the Baptist. All of a sudden, man, the next thing you know, John the Baptist is not only swimming in that water, man, he is filled with the living water of God. So much so that he leaps in her womb. Praise God, dances for joy, as well as a baby can dance in that upside down position. You know, probably kicking his feet and flailing his arms saying, woo! Praise God. Yes, sir. Man. Never felt anything like that before, but he's like, man, let me have some more of that. Glory to God. Something about the voice. You know, Scripture says, and I didn't put this in here, I just, you know, God laid it on my heart. Scripture says, Jesus says something very interesting. He told the people, he said, the time is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. And then he goes on to say there's a time coming when all those, when the voices, all will hear the voice of the Son of God and they will come forth from their graves, the righteous to the resurrection of life, the unjust to the resurrection of condemnation. That's two separate things. The second one talks about the judgment, that great resurrection time. But the first one talks about getting saved, man, getting born again. He said the time now is when those who are dead, spiritually dead, will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear, not everybody, but those who hear, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Those who hear the voice of the Son of God will live. Have you heard his voice? Have you heard that voice calling to your heart? Calling you out of death and darkness and damnation and saying, come and follow me and live. Praise God. John the Baptist was in that amniotic fluid and he heard the voice. That Holy Spirit anointed, inspired voice coming through Mary as she greets Elizabeth. And suddenly the Holy Ghost falls on them and that joy springs up and the babe literally leaps for joy inside of her womb. Man. Praise God. He may not have understood what was going on, but he had a peace that passed all understanding and a joy unspeakable, full of glory. All right, one more person. We got Mary. We got Elizabeth. Now let's talk about Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias. He was standing there in the temple. The angel said, buddy, you're going to be a dad. You're going to be a father. He's like, what, are you kidding me? I'm an old man. How is that going to happen? How can that possibly be? And he didn't believe him. And so the angel kind of pronounced sort of a semi-curse on him, sounded like a judgment on him. He said, well, tell you what, you're going to be mute. You will not be able to speak until these words are fulfilled. And sure enough, guy couldn't talk. Probably thinking, man, I wish this could happen. I wish my wife was in the temple today. No, he didn't say that. Man, comes out of the temple, people looking at him. He's like, couldn't talk. And then John the Baptist was born. And his friends and family said, so what are you going to name him? Zacharias. And Zacharias wrote on a tablet, his name is John. And immediately he regained his ability to speak. And the people were amazed. In fact, they were even afraid and said, what kind of child is this going to be? And in Luke 1:67, it says, now his father Zacharias was what? Filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. When Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, he regained what had been lost, what the angel had taken away from him, God gave back to him. And do you know, because the anointing breaks the yoke and sets the captive free, whatever you may have lost, if Satan has stolen something from you or you have missed something because of the chastisement of God, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, God can restore that. He can fill you and fill your life through that power. And so there is a hope in there. There is something serious to be gained. And even what has been lost can be recovered by the grace of God and the power of His Spirit. When I look at these three people that were filled with the Holy Spirit, Mary was filled and she received a blessing of grace in her body. She was transformed in her health and in her body. Elizabeth, filled with the Spirit, and she received supernatural joy. So you don't have to be in bondage to depression and fear and anxiety and dread. You can lift your head and put a dance in your step and greet the day with anticipation and boldness. Zacharias was filled and he received restoration of the things that he had lost. God restored him and made him whole again. And so that's why I believe with all my heart, God is calling us to lay a hold of the healing that comes with being filled with this Spirit. To lay a hold of the joy that comes from being filled with this Spirit. And to lay a hold of the fullness and restoration that God wants to give you when you are filled with His Holy Spirit. I believe that's what the Lord has for us. And I apologize if I get too carried away with this stuff, man, but it's real. All this other stuff that we run around frantically trying to do is nice dressing, but the substance, the meat of this day is God's amazing gift that He has provided through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. What God has for us, man. Let's be filled with that. And on that night when Jesus was born, man, heaven invaded earth. That promise was set in motion. That thing that people had been waiting since the dawn of time. In their spirit, they knew something had to come, some purpose, some meaning. On that night, this promise was set in motion.